Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Apparently, no one was prepared for Duke to lose. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. From the athletic administration at Duke to ESPN, all plans were proceeding for a big Blue Devils win in Mike Krzyzewski's last game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Except nobody told the Tar Heels they were supposed to lose the game. When they rallied from a 7-point deficit midway in the second half and ran away from their fourth-ranked host, it became awkward from the post-game handshake line to the celebration that followed. The capacity crowd was asked not to leave, so it sat there stunned when the buzzer ended UNC's unexpected 94-81 victory. Considering how well Yuba Davis's team was playing with 10 wins in its last 12 games and 4 in a row on the road, it was bad planning. Krzyzewski shook hands with Davis and spent an extra minute congratulating Amanda Baycott, one of the UNC stars who later treated Coach K with great respect in his post-game remarks. But assistant coaches Chris Carrawell and Nolan Smith were not nearly as friendly. Carrawell was seen on video not accepting Davis's hand, causing Davis to look at him as he kept moving. Smith did shake hands, but turned his head to the left, not making eye contact with Hubert. It was likely the aftershock of losing a game they were expected and supposed to win after routing the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill on February 5th. When asked about it, Davis said he never played against Carrawell, didn't know him, and wasn't sure what it was all about. Later that evening, Carrawell texted local media and said Davis did not shake our hands before the game. As the court cleared, Cameron's staff began arranging a few chairs for Coach K, his family, and three Duke officials who had participated in the ceremony. It was covered live by ESPN. The cable network had not made plans to interview any Duke players, but was left with the need to talk to some member of the victorious Tar Heels. UNC Sports Media Director Steve Kirshner quickly arranged for a couple of players to come out and speak with reporter Holly Rowe as Baycott and Davis were on the way to the Duke press room. The entire Carolina contingent was on the bus back to Chapel Hill, where it cruised Franklin Street before the event ended. This is Archansky. See ya.